The N17 is moving ahead, TII are working on all the various stages in Sligo. There was a blockage during this time last year. Emma Ryan and the Greens had different opinions. Within government, I was able to resolve those issues to the satisfaction of Sligo Local Authority and everyone else. And it is moving along, and it's not a lack of funding. However, you know, the one thing that we need to do, if we're in government again, this has to be again put on a program for government, that the N17 is a top priority. But thankfully it is moving along. We did get a resolution that was acceptable by all, but this is something that it needs an upgrade for Tubbercurry, but all the landholders to be able to move on, but also from a safety point of view. And I've made this argument many times with Eamon Ryan, many times with Leo Bracker, and now Simon Harris, and it's something that is top priority, and I've said it at my selection convention that the N17 will be top priority. Also, you look at the N4, the Sligo to Dublin Road, the Carrick and Shannon bypass is moving at pace, and these things need to be maybe kept an eye on, and that's something I will absolutely do now in government, but if we're in government again.
And I suppose that's really important. I guess what's helpful with you in these discussions with people is that, you know, you're no stranger to the dangers that N17 can pose at junctions, at certain turns and bends on it. I guess it's just kind of stressing that point, just so locals don't feel, I guess, neglected or unheard in what's going on, because it's gone on for quite some time.
It was an issue, and it's an issue that, you know, from my local councillors, but also from many members of the public, this is an issue that needs to be addressed. And this is what you can do in government. This is what you can do when you bring the three leaders together. And this was an issue that shouldn't have been there, but it was, and it was a difference of opinion, and I'm delighted that I was able to get it resolved early this year, and as I said, planning, and it's all moving at pace, but something we just need to keep an eye on, and that one commitment absolutely needs to be delivered upon.